T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Matthews yesterday in the Mix Beach House, and just all sorts of personality. And Kennedy, you know, we've talked a lot about him over the years. We actually, I didn't even remember this. We interviewed him a decade ago.
I remember it. We were sitting there talking to his manager or whatever yesterday, and they're like, you ever talk to Dave? We're like, nope.
Nope. Did not remember it. And then this morning when I started editing this interview and I went to save it, Dave Matthews came up and I was like, what is this? And I opened it up and it's an interview from when we were on Mix 98.5.
And it was not good.
So from March of 2009.
You guys big timed Dave Matthews?
Did we?
May have.
I've never talked to you. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, no, not.
It was not like that.
I don't know who you are.
So Kennedy asked Dave a question in regards to naming kind of his one-man show.
If you were going to make a one-man show, what would it be? Yeah.
So I have a question for you. As a singer, you know, you play a musician, but you also wanted to be an actor, have done some acting in your life. Mm-hmm. I currently have written a one-woman show that I'm doing about my life at the end of this month. Mm-hmm. I'm completely crazy, but I'm going to do it. But the title of it I came up with was Undressing Kennedy. So if you had going to write your life story, what would it be called?
Oh.
What would your play be called?
Funny enough.
Go on.
Undressing Kennedy.
You heard it here first, kids.
Yeah. So now I got to find it.
But I copyrighted it, so sorry about that.
I wouldn't call it Undressing David.
You wouldn't?
No.
Mm-mm. Metaphorically?
No, because I don't want to. Nobody needs to see that.
You're in great shape. What are you talking about?
I feel good. I feel good, too. I feel good. Sorry, he started it.
I know, and you finished it. It's fine. No, y'all talk, really.
No, don't be difficult with me. What would my... I don't know.
That's all right. It's a difficult question.
Oh, you know what I came up with my gravestone.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
Okay, that's better. Go on.
And I really think... maybe this is the time to announce it. It'd just say, dead. David Matthews, dead. I just think it's so good. When I thought of it, I was like, oh my God, that is so good. Because nobody, even the saddest sack, sad sack in the world, walking through a graveyard, sees that, right. Knows me or doesn't know me, and then they see that, they will go,
What would your family say?
Your
family goes there.
They would go there.
Your kids would go there on Father's Day.
If they went there, then they would go there. Then they would go,
there's Dad. He's dead.
Then they would go. They could not. How could they not?
Right.
I wish it said more. What more is there to say?
Okay.
Nothing. What?
Okay.
Dead. You know? Dead. No one can argue with that.
I don't know where to go with
other
that.
People would interpret. Other people would interpret it differently, right?
To interpret dead
you
differently?
Know, no. Other people would, whatever you write on your gravestone, people, you know, will have an opinion about it, unless
it just says dead.
Unless it just says dead, because you're like, well, yeah. Well, you got me there.
What would be on yours?
God, I don't know.
You can say dead if you want. You can take that now that you
family.
Family. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That's got a sincerity to it. Mine is sincere, too, though. But I like that. You want to just say dead.
Wow.
Dave what? Matthews, Mixed Beach House. Kennedy, thoughts?
Well, nobody asked me what I wanted on my tombstone.
Yeah, what do you want in your tombstone, Kennedy?
Alone.
We all die alone.
Yeah, but I'll be especially alone.
More alone than most?
Most likely.
The most alone.
I just like what did he say to me?
Dumpster
to shut
fire.
Me down?
He goes,
Don't be difficult to me.
Don't mouthy. Be difficult to me.
How about mouthy, Kennedy?
That was hilarious.
All day, every
all right,
day.
Here is the second part of this interview. I want to talk to him about the song Crash Into Me, which is one of my all-time, you know, favoritest songs, and kind of if you had a good story about writing that song.
I wrote it about my then girlfriend, who's now my wife. I mean, that's what inspired me to write it. But then it's her least favorite song of all my songs, too.
Why does she not always like that?
I mean, I get it. I totally get it. She's like, don't play that one out here. But which is fine. I totally get it. But the only thing I really remember about the recording is that I put a throwaway line. At the end, it was an ad lib of "Hike Up Your Skirt," ad lib, and Lily White insisted on keeping it on the record. And I was like, take that off the record. And I don't, at that stage, maybe I didn't have, and maybe agree or not agree.
It's the greatest line in the song.
Yeah, I know. That's what he said. That's what he said.
I know.
It is. That's the greatest line in the song.
Really,
but I was like, that's kind of forward. He said, what isn't forward about that song?
Right.
I said, okay. So I'm glad I recorded it right. with him then, because now I'd be like, because now I'm all.
Are you like that?
Yeah, I'm very grumpy.
Do you have
very
a particular grumpy. Type of carpet you like to stand on when
no.
you perform?
Because no, I think, but there's a carpet that I think is always there.
And it's the same one?
I think so.
Has it been there the entire time?
I'd have to ask someone who would know, but I think everybody's going.
There.
No, not no. I have to see the right. It's the same carpet, right?
Same carpet.
Yeah.
So it has
same carpet.
Yeah, changed. I thought so, because it looks familiar every day.
You wouldn't have noticed?
No, if it changed, if it was suddenly red, I'd be like, hey, wait a second. There's red in it, though.
Right.
It's a nice rug. I think it's a nice rug.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and doing this for us.
Is that it? Is that it?
Well, that's it.
I thought
for
we were
us.
Just getting
you,
started.
I know, but well, so many other people are going to yes. speak with you today.
I'm
we have
so,
to give them time.
No. See, now it was just,
I know, now we're good.
We were just starting to
now
get.
We're
starting to loosen up.
That's yeah. too bad.
Kennedy.
No. Story of my life, kids.
Undressing Kennedy.
We appreciate a lot.
The story of our next time together. Our next show. Undressing Kennedy.
Scandalous. We're going to dress Dave.
Yes. Undress me.
Dave Matthews Band, don't forget, come tomorrow, the album and the single, Friday, June 21st at the Xfinity Center. Dave, thank you. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you very much. It was nice talking to awesome. Both of you.
There you go, Kennedy. Dave Matthews.
I'm just so shocked.
I liked your...
It's a lot.
Are we done?
Yeah. Well, it was because he because
no,
you only
totally
get so
get
much
it.
Time, and yeah. there are other people doing interviews, and so behind the scenes, you know,
it's
usually
chaos.
There's somebody giving you the wrap up. Mm-hmm. Usually, it's me in the middle of an interview while on video. Yeah. But anyway, so I'm just looking around, waiting, and he's like, "Can we keep going?" And I'm like, "They're going to kill us for going too long because I don't want to get in trouble."
I know.
Mm. But if Dave Matthews wants to talk, we're going to let Dave Matthews talk.
Dead.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.